Okay, one of the most horrible things happened in this county happened, this was in a neighborhood. I don't have the exact date on the thing, but it was during Emmett Farrell's first term as sheriff here, and he was, in 48. He took office in 48, and I believe this happened in 49. It was in Emmett's first term as sheriff. And it's happened on a weekday early in the morning, and I had worked the night before, and the first word I got of it, the telephone rang in the neighborhood of between 7 and 8 o'clock, and it was Mayor and Farrah, Emmett Farrah, the sheriff's wife, and she was hollering and crying and saying that Emmett had been hurt, and it had a scuffle with a black guy down there, and he and the city marshal was hurt. And she wanted me to get there in a hurry. So it all sounded like, and she was telling me something about a Negro head. A Negro had come in with a Negro's head in his hand, and it sounded all like just more like a nightmare I was having.
She was hysterical.
Yeah, and but I rolled out of bed and and jumped. I realized it wasn't a bad dream and took off. And I met her with Emmett in the car, the sheriff in the car, and they was headed to the hospital. And I got down there and to find out what had happened. And what had happened is Mr. Roderick Sparkman was coming into town, and he saw this black guy, and he had a load of black coming into town, and his workers coming into town for something. And they saw this Negro by the name of Alec Bailey walking on the side of the road. And he said, there's old Alec, so we've been trying to find him, and Alec had just been out of Whitfield for about a week. But he had gone kind of haywire and he'd come up missing. And they had people around there, they had been kind of looking for him. So Roderick spied him and said, well, we'll pick him up. But he pulled a pickup over, and when he did, Eric didn't have on nothing but a pair of shorts, underwear. But he had a head in his hand.
A human head. A black person's
head? A black person's head.
Male or female?
Male. And, of course, when he jumped up on the truck, all the rest of the niggas departed and left Roderick by himself. So, he drove on into town with Alec standing up in the back of the pickup.
And he knew he had that head.
Yeah,
head.
Yeah. So he came in on Highway 14 and by the post office. The old 14 used to come in by the post office there, and he came in and turned left and went on down to the jail, pulled up to the jail. And he jumped out and run into the jail. Well, Alec got out of the pickup, and he went across to the courthouse and went in the courthouse and went up to the courtroom and took the Negro's head up there to the judge's office desk up there and laid his head up on the judge's office. I reckon he called himself taking him into justice or something, you know.
What was the story behind him?
Well, the Negro by the name of Bill Deal had spotted Alec out in a cotton patch that close to his house out there. And he went out there to try to get a hold of him. And old Alec got him down and killed him and cut his head off. And he brought over...
Was there something between them? Or?
I don't know. Nobody out there, they don't think there was anything between them. Bill was trying to get a hold of Alec. Alec, as it turned out, he shouldn't have been turned out of Whitfield. He had been down to Whitfield down there in
the... State
institution there.
Institution.
So, but he had cut Emmett and Riley Livingston, the city marshal. They went up in the courthouse to try to get a hold of him, and they laid their guns, they disposed their guns before they went in the courtroom together to it. They put the guns down so they knew they were going to have to fight him. And, but he come up with a little pocket knife that he had used to cut his head off. He had that pocket knife up in the head. And he got a hold of Emmett, and he cut Emmett from his elbow, slashed his one arm all the way down his arm, all the way into his hand, had him had cut his arm wide open. And he hit Riley Livingston, stuck him in the, right under the arm, and the only thing that saved Riley, that when he hit him, it stuck in right on top of the rib and didn't pierce the rib. But it cut him up pretty good. But they had got him, two people, Cecil Russell, who was sheriff later on, he was down there early that morning, and Bill Hutchison was there, and they heard what was going on there, and they went flying up there, and Hutchison picked up a short piece of timber four when he started in that. And he got on old Alex's head and got him off of him. And really saved his life, I guess. I don't know. He could have killed him with that little short pocket knife. He cut him all to pieces.
Bill Hutchison. Bill. Would he knock him out, or?
He knocked him down.
Knocked him down.
And they got him under control with Cecil. Cecil was there. Cecil Russell. Well, Cecil was much of a man. And they got him across the street over there and got him up in the jail. And when I got down there, it wasn't anybody at the jail but me. So I went upstairs to see how he was, and he was dead as a hog, and they had him in and he was up on the bed on his knees, just going. He was able to move around, and